And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 6th of July, 2025. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800. New low expected southeast Iceland 1003 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Cyclonic 3 to 5 becoming north or northwest 4 to 6. Occasional drizzle, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. North at Sierra, south at Sierra. Southwesterly becoming variable 2 to 4 becoming northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West, veering north or northwest, 3 to 5, then increasing 5 or 6 later in 40s. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Fisher. Southwest, veering west, then northwest later, 3 to 5. Rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber. Southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north or northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 4 to 6, but decreasing 2 or 3 for a time in North Thames. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. South Biscay. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5. Rain or drizzle for a time. Good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. Variable 3 or 4 in far southeast, but elsewhere northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in far northeast, mainly fair, good. South Fitzroy. Northerly or northwesterly, mainly 4 to 6, but 6 to gale 8 at first in far southeast, rain or drizzle for a time, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Westerly, veering northwesterly, 4 to 6, rain or drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Irish Sea. Westerly, 2 to 4, veering northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7, later in north, rain at times, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, Rockall, Mallon. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southeast Mallon. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming northwest, 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast Iceland. Showers, good, occasionally poor in southeast Iceland. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic. Northwest by west, 3, slight drizzle, 1 mile, 1004, now rising. Stornoway, west, 1, drizzle, 3 miles, 1,002, rising slowly. Lerwick, northeast by north, 3, 13 miles, 1,001, rising slowly. Wick automatic, northwest, 2, 5 miles, 1,001, rising slowly. Aberdeen, east, 1, 14 miles, 1,002, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by west, 3, slight rain, 35 miles, 1,003, rising slowly. Boomer, west-southwest, 3, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 1,004, now rising. Bridlington, west by south, 3, 1,005, now falling. Sandetti light vessel automatic, southwest, 7, 2 miles, 1,011. Greenwich light vessel automatic, southwest, 6, 2 miles, 1,012. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. West-southwest, 5, 1,012, falling more slowly. Jersey, southwest by west 4, heavy drizzle, 4 miles, 1,015, falling. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest 4, 5 miles, 1,013. Scilly automatic, west by south 4, 7 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west by south 4, recent drizzle, 2 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Aberporth, south 4, 7 miles, 1,010, falling more slowly. Valley, southwest by south 2, 7 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by south 4, 16 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. Valentia, west 3, slight showers, 1.5 miles, 1,011, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 2, 19 miles, 1,007, falling more slowly. Malin Head, west 4, recent drizzle, 27 miles, 1,006, falling more slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, west-southwest 3, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 1,005, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. Most of the United Kingdom is currently covered by west to southwesterly airflow with occasional strong winds, although this flow will gradually veer to become north or northwesterly during the next 24 hours. Showers will affect most areas, some of which will be heavy. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest 2 to 4, veering north or northwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northerly 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 at first in north, becoming variable 3 or less later in south. Rain at times, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West, veering north 3 to 5, but decreasing 2 for a time, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest 2 to 4, veering north or northeast 3 to 5, showers and also thundery rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southwesterly 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later, fair, then rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, then veering northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, then rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east and 3 in west, then veering northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain or drizzle at times, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West, veering northwest, then north later, 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwest 3 or 4, veering northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain for a time at first, showers later, good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 2 to 4, veering north or northwest 4 to 6, veering northeast 3 to 5 for a time, later in Morecambe Bay and Solway Firth. Rain for a time at first, then showers later. Good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. Variable, mainly west, 2 to 4, veering northwest, 4 or 5, then increasing 6 later, occasionally 7 later. Rain or drizzle at times, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor until later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable, mainly westerly, 2 to 4, veering northwesterly, 3 or 4, then increasing 5 or 6 later, occasionally 7 later in North Channel. Rain at times, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4, veering northwesterly, 3 or 4, then increasing 5 or 6 later, occasionally 7 later in North Channel. Rain at times, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West, 3 or 4, veering northwest, 4 to 6, occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly, 3 or 4 at first in the south, otherwise northerly, 3 to 5, then backing northwesterly later, and increasing 6 at times in far south. Occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first, becoming good. And Shetland Isles, northerly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in east, mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it for another night on Radio 4. Good night. Ihawa.
Welcome to The Inquiry on the BBC World Service. I'm Tanya Beckett.
Our democracy, we have been running, we have been creating, we have been struggled through 4 decades, 5 decades. If one day China really take back Taiwan, this democracy will be gone.
America's defense secretary has been warning about China's threat to Taiwan.
The long-standing approach of the United States towards Taiwan is usually referred to as strategic ambiguity.
But where does America stand when it comes to defending the island?
50% of all global trade goes through the Taiwan Strait. And from the U.S. perspective, this is particularly important since a lot of that trade goes to our partners and allies.
This week on The Inquiry, does Trump care about Taiwan? Join me, Tanya Beckett, after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Elon Musk has announced the formation of a new political party in the United States. He said the America Party would challenge what he called a one-party system that wasted public money and undermined democracy. Mr. Musk spent hundreds of millions of dollars on Donald Trump's election campaign, but the pair have fallen out over the president's big, beautiful bill spending plans. Here's our North America correspondent, Arunade Mukherjee.
It would be hard to say what kind of overall appetite there is for a new political party. I think this could also be seen as something of him trying to test waters, given the kind of very serious opposition that he had to the Big Beautiful Bill. He had very categorically pointed out that this is a party that had promised to cut down on expenses, but it was doing just the opposite. So this is a man who says that he is ideologically committed to the fact that America needs to save, and forming a new political party, according to him, is the only way to do it.
The number of people killed by devastating floods in central Texas has gone up to 43, including 15 children. Hundreds of rescuers are still searching for survivors along the Guadalupe River. A plane carrying people deported by the Trump administration has arrived in South Sudan after the migrants lost a last-ditch legal effort to halt their transfer. Officials say only one is from South Sudan. The rest are from Cuba, Laos, Mexico, Myanmar and Vietnam. Here's Will Ross.
It had been quite a lengthy legal battle with lawyers for these people arguing that their rights were in danger of being abused. They might be tortured, they might face persecution. The US website, the State Department itself, tells people not to travel to South Sudan, the country